Meseches Kelim, Perek Chaf, Mishnah Dalet. Areva Gedola, a large trough, and if you'll recall from the previous Mishnah, that means it's larger than 9 kavim. Shenifchasa milkabel remainim, that was ruined to the point where it can no longer hold remainim. It can no longer hold pomegranates, so therefore it loses its status as a keli, to be mekabel tumas mace. V'hiskina liyeshiva, and you have fixed it, or you have said that you're going to use it as a seat. So that means you just made a mental decision, but you actually haven't done any physical change to the trough itself. Rabbi Kiva matame. Rabbi Kiva says that's enough. It is tame midras because you have decided to use it as a seat. The chachamim matarim. The chachamim say it's tahar ad shi katseya, until you cut it, meaning until you make some sort of physical change to it, sand it down, cut it down to size, something along those lines, some physical alteration to it. It's not going to be considered. It's not going to have the status of a seat. Asa avus labahema. Let's say instead of deciding to use it as a seat, you took this broken, this trough with a hole in it, and you decide you're going to use it as a feed trough for animals. So that, if it has a hole the size of a pomegranate, it's not ruined. It can be used for that. So ordinarily, that would be makabel tuma then, like an ordinary keli. But we say afal pi shekva'a bakaisel, even though you then go and you stick it onto the wall, you attach it to the wall. And remember, the wall is mechuber l'karka, is attached to the ground, and therefore things attached to the wall, to the ground, are ordinarily not makabel tuma. Still, we say tmeya, it is tame. Reason being is because this keli originally was not attached to the wall and was not intended to be attached to the wall. Therefore, by attaching it to the wall, making it mechuber l'karka, it doesn't lose its status as a keli that can be mekabel tuma. Mishnah Hey. Kaifas, a block of wood. And this large slab of wood had been altered physically. It's not just you chopped out a piece of wood from a tree, but you've done some carving to it such that it's now used as a seat. And then you decide, shekva'i banidbach. You put it in a course of stones. You have a row of bricks or a row of stones, and then you put this block in that row. So it's almost like a piece of the wall. Now, the question is, how is it attached? What's the situation that will take it from its status of being a seat to a part of the wall that is tahar? So we say, kva'i v'lei bana alav, if you set it in place, kva'i meaning you set it in place permanently, you fixed it in place with bolts or with screws, and you didn't put anything on top of it. It's the top row, so you can still sit on it, or bana alav, let's say you put this this block in the row in the course of stones, and then you put another course of stones on top of it, but it's not in there permanently. Like kva'i, it's not there permanently. Tame, it is tame. Reason being is in the first case, you can still sit on it. In the second case, it's not there permanently, and maybe you're going to take it out and leave that hole in the wall permanently. It's just there as a sort of placeholder until the wall is built around it to form an arch over it. But kva'i uvan alav, if you put it in there permanently, you attach it to the wall permanently, and you build another row of stones on top of it, tahar, it is going to be tahar. Similarly, mapatz, a reed mat. This is a large mat that people would ordinarily sleep on. So ordinarily, it is mekabel tumas midras. Shenesanai agabe hakoyres, and you put on top of the beams. So now, what's going on here is, in the time of the Mishnah, if they were having a second floor to the house, ordinarily the way they would make the floor, the ceiling to the first floor, and the which would be the floor to the second floor, is they would take the beams at the top of the bottom room, and they would spread these mats on top of those beams. They would nail the mats in place, and then they would spread on top of those mats ma'aziva, a flooring plaster, which was had pieces of stone mixed into it. So that's normally what you would do. So now, with this mat, you put it on top of the beams. Kva'i v'lei nasan alaves ma'aziva. Let's say you fixed it in place, you nailed it down, but you did not spread on top of it the ma'aziva, the flooring plaster. Or nasan alaves ma'aziva, you spread on top of it the flooring master, but v'lei kva'i, you did not set it, you didn't fix it in place permanently, so it can be pulled out. Tame, it is tame. But kva'i v'nasan alaves ma'aziva, if you fixed it in place, you nailed it down, and you spread on top of it the plaster, then we're going to say it's part of the house, and it is going to be tahar.